Davidson County Sheriff Darren Hall is still making a play to move more of his operations to South Nashville. In a budget hearing today, he asked the city for $20 million to build a new office there. That follows a dust-up last year over Hall's attempt to relocate the downtown jail to Harding Place, where he has several facilities. The council blocked that move and instead funded renovations where the jail stands now. Hall says there will still be a ripple effect.
At the conclusion of that project, there are some 200 of our employees who will not have a permanent home.
Eventually, Hall wants his 800 staffers to be split about 50-50 between downtown and South Nashville. The total number of jail beds will be reduced, he says, and better used. More ambulances, firefighters, and staffing for fire SUVs that quickly race to emergencies. Those are this year's new budget requests from the Nashville Fire Department. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the fire chief wants to jumpstart hiring as the city grows.
In all, Fire Chief Rick White asked for 47 new employees. His department has been getting along with about 60 vacancies and hasn't had a new crop of certified firefighters in more than 3 years. Some of the hires would be paramedics for two new ambulances, as EMS calls, not fires, now account for 70% of emergencies. White also wants to rely more on the fleet of fire SUVs, which arrive quicker than fire trucks and cut down on maintenance, according to an internal study.
We can prove that we have reduced wear and tear on those engines and truck companies assigned to them by 50%.
The chief has also been waiting to get more arson detectives. There are about 300 suspicious fires each year handled by four investigators. He also says the department feels the city growing in the number of requests for home and business fire inspections, which they can't get to fast enough. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
And Nashville's 911 director is making the case that the city should invest big to handle some 1.7 million emergency calls. That's up dramatically from 1 million calls just 2 years ago, says Michelle Donegan. That volume in an aging building makes for tense moments, she told Mayor Megan Berry. That's because the call takers and rescue dispatchers work on different floors. Sometimes the computers that connect them don't work.
When that happens, we are literally running old school our papers from the top, the call down to the dispatchers, going up and down
steps. And that takes
doing
time.
That. Absolutely.
Chief Operating Officer Rich Reevlin estimated a call center could cost $50 million.